Hachette Audio presents A Stone is Most Precious Where It Belongs, a memoir of Uyghur exile, hope, and survival by Gulcheka Hoxha, read by Sarah Suzuk. You may refer to your bonus PDF for a map of some of the places in the book. Late in the evening, on February 1st, 2018, 24 members of my extended family were arrested in the course of a single night. Among them were my elderly father and mother, along with aunts, uncles, cousins, and their spouses. Although my younger brother wasn't arrested with them, that wasn't because of any kind of luck. The previous year, he had already been detained without cause and had been disappeared into an internment camp. On that terrible night, two police officers, one Uyghur and one Han Chinese, barged through my mother's front door under cover of darkness. With my brother interned and my father in the ICU after suffering a stroke, she was alone in the house. They slapped handcuffs on her and threw a hood over her head. Because of her high blood pressure, among other serious health issues, the thick black cloth over her face left her fighting for breath. She begged the police officers to take it off. The Uyghur policeman leaned down close to her. "I'm sorry. We have to take you like this. Those are our orders." But as he spoke, he lifted the bottom of the hood slightly so her mouth was exposed. The other policeman noticed what he was doing and said harshly, "What, is she your mother or something?" He pulled the hood back down tightly over my mother's face and led her to a waiting police car. She was taken first to the local jail, where she met my elderly aunt, who had also just been detained. By this point, my mother's blood pressure was dangerously high. Jail officials examined her, but because the jail didn't have any medical facilities, they wouldn't accept her. So my mother was separated once more from her sister and taken to the Urumqi No. 1 prison, a notorious facility for hardened criminals. Although this prison did have medical facilities, my mother never received any care. When she asked for her blood pressure medication, she was given cough drops. As a professor of pharmacology, she knew the difference. At the prison, they made her strip off her clothes and change into a dirty uniform, still stinking of the sweat and fear of the last prisoner to wear it. She was thrown into a small room with 30 other women.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?